I will confess, I do not have a name for that little strip of grass. Although people have all kinds of names for it. Okay, if you're walking along the road and a dog jumped out at you, you might pick up a
rock.
And you would say, I
threw it at it.
All right. Would you ever use another word instead of threw? Would you ever say, I pitched it, or I
threw it?
Would you ever say, chunked?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
I chucked the rock at it.
Okay. If you went to the house and knocked on the door and there was no answer, you'd say, I guess there's nobody
home.
All right. And if somebody came to visit your son and you were out in the yard when they came, you might say, well, he's
in the house.
And if they came to, he wanted to indicate what room of the house, and it was this room, you might say, he's in the
kitchen and the front room.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then what is that beverage that most people like to drink for breakfast that's black and hot?
Tea.
That beverage.
Coffee.
Yeah. And there are two ways of drinking it. You might say, I drink my coffee blank milk or blank milk.
Oh, milk or black. Some of them like it black.
Yeah. Any other word for black coffee?
Oh, they just call it black coffee around here.
All right. But if you...
You want some? Or do I make you some?
No, thank you. If you, it's too hot, really. If you didn't want any milk in your coffee, you'd say, I want my coffee blank milk.
Black.
Well, using the word milk.
I always drink milk and black, but he don't. He drinks his black. I got one son that puts sugar in milk.
It's a certain word, as usual, I'm trying to get you to say. If you put milk in your tea, you might say, I like my tea blank milk. Can you just...
I always say milk without sugar.
Well, without is the word I was trying to get you to say for one of them. So, I drink my coffee blank milk. Say that. Would you say that?
I say, I want my coffee with milk.
Or black. The opposite of with is?
Blank.
Oh, all right. Okay, that's good enough. If somebody is not going away from you, you'd say he's coming straight?
Straight this way.
Or straight?
Towards me.
Mm-hmm. And if you saw somebody you hadn't seen lately and you're telling somebody else about it, you'd say, this morning I just happened to run
into.
Mm-hmm. And if a child has the same name as his mother, you might say they named the child as her mother. They named the child
after me.
Uh-huh. Let's see. The kind of animal that barks is a
dog.
And what would you say to a dog to make him attack another dog?
To make him attack another?
Mm-hmm.
Catch him.
Okay. And if your dog was not any special breed, what would you say he is?
I'd say just a dog.
Okay. Suppose he were worthless.
Well, some of them is, but...
He's an old...
Or a good-for-nothing dog.
Okay. How about a very small, noisy dog?
I see. What would you say for that? He's just noisy.
Would you ever call any kind of dog a feist?
Yeah.
What's that?
He's a little old feist dog. I got a little old poodle dog. He's a feist is a little bigger than they are.
Is a feist a type of dog, a breed of dog?
Yeah, there's a feist and a poodle and a
mm-hmm.
all kinds of dogs.
Okay.
A feist over there, most of them is got straight hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And if there were a dangerous dog on a place, you'd say, you better look out, that dog will...
bite you or attack you.
And yesterday he...
bit somebody. Uh-huh.
And the man had to go to the doctor after he got...
bit.
Would you ever say dog bit? How would you say that?
I'd say the dog bit him.
Would you ever say he got dog bit?
He got dog bit, yeah.
You would say that? Okay. Let's see. In a herd of cattle, what would you call the male?
A bull.
Did you ever hear that it wasn't nice to say that around women?
Yeah.
What would you say instead of bull?
Male.
Okay. And then the kind that you keep for milk is the what?
Is a cow.
Yeah. And let's see, you talked about the mules that you plowed with. If you had two of them, you would call that a what?